Welcome to the Gospel Giving Podcast. We're seeking to resource those committed to giving wisely, generously, and creatively to Christian ministry in Tasmania and beyond. We're hoping that with God's blessing, we might ignite a gospel-giving movement that will give a high regard for deliberate, thoughtful, and prayerful support of gospel ministry. For more information, visit gospelgivingmovement.org. Hi, I'm Mikey Lynch, the Campus Director of AFES Ministry in Hobart and the Uni Fellowship of Christians team. And in this episode, I just wanted to give an encouragement for you to work at making it as easy as possible for people to ask you to support them with prayer and finances. It's really scary for a lot of people to ask you to become a partner with them in ministry. Culturally, and even more for some cultures, feels very inappropriate. It's this massive risk. It's putting you in a position where you'll lose face if you say no. It's putting them in a position where they kind of feel like they're begging or very vulnerable. Fear that they'll get it wrong, that you'll be offended, that they're implying that you're not already being generous or imposing on you, making you feel guilty when you've got other financial pressures they aren't aware of. Just so, there are insecurities in ministry, and am I putting myself out there? And then you're implicitly thinking, why on earth would I support you to do ministry? It's really complicated. And it is one of the things we fear is awkwardness. One of the things we fear is not knowing some rule, like which cutlery you pick up in which circumstances, or, you know, how to greet the queen, that we'll get some code wrong, cause offence, especially if you're perceived to be someone who has cultural capital or wealth or power or intelligence, then there's a fear that they'll come across as seeming foolish and silly and maybe even that you'll kind of come down on them in some kind of hostile way. And look, I know as a person being asked, we have our own issues as well, right? We might feel bombarded with asks, we might feel imposed upon or guilt-tripped or, pressured or taken for granted or manipulated. So, you know, we've got our own issues as well. I understand that. And yet if we do believe that it's more blessed to give than receive, as the Apostle Paul quotes Jesus as saying, in Acts 20, he quotes this saying of Jesus we don't have in the Gospels, it's more blessed to give than to receive. If we believe that principle is true, and if we believe in the advance of the Gospel and the cause of the Gospel, and we believe it's right that a worker deserves their wages, as 1 Corinthians 9 says, that it's a right principle and that actually it's a way that we can cause the Gospel to advance more, is to free up more people, workers for the harvest, and free them up to give their full time to prayer and the ministry of the word, and if we believe that if we benefited from ministries, it's right for us to give back to them, and that we in wealthy countries have an opportunity and a privilege and a responsibility to actually invest significantly with our riches in gospel ministry, then, you know, if all those things are true, then we want to know what are some of the pressures that stop gospel ministers from getting financial support to enable the gospel ministry to advance. And one of them is being terrified to ask. And some people are really paralyzed by this. Some people, it's just a drain emotionally and it's discouraging and it's exhausting. So what can we do? Be as relaxed as possible. That's the first thing we can do, to be relaxed about giving, being asked to give, saying no, saying yes, being relaxed and conveying relaxedness and warmth. Massive help. A second thing is actually talking openly about saying that you are keen to support things. So actually talking about money, talking about giving, talking about willingness to give, that can create a culture where, you know, it's expected and happy and healthy to ask for money, and that's an okay thing. Thirdly, say good no's. Say a good no. It's a really awkward thing when you you ask someone and then you don't hear back from them and you don't know why. Is it just that they're stressed or busy or got not good at managing the email, or is it they don't want to talk to you and they wish you'd go away and you don't know and you're left guessing, and do you follow it up or not? If it's a no and you tell someone it's a no, you've freed them and they go, cool, now I know it's a no, I can put my emotional energy and time elsewhere. So be really good at saying quick, polite, respectful no's. If you're not really opening to give, then perhaps rather than saying yes to meeting to hear more about the ministry, if you've really, you know, you're not especially open to hearing more about it, you've got your attention and your interest in other ministries and you're giving elsewhere, then say, oh, look, no, I feel I know enough, or I feel I know as much as I need, or feel free to email me through some information. But look, I think your energy would best be put elsewhere. Just being good at saying those direct, kind no's. Don't add reasons in. You don't need to add reasons. You don't have to justify yourself. And, you know, if the other person asks why not, which they won't, but if they do, just say, I don't want to go into that, or I'd rather not go into that, or it's not a good fit, or I'm giving elsewhere, that's fine. But, you know, often saying no then can come across as a discouragement and a criticism. Here's why I'm not giving and why you're not worth giving to, is how it can be heard. Or here's why implicitly you shouldn't have asked me to begin with. You know, so be good at saying a kind, warm, brief no. And then again conveying the fact that it's great what they're doing and it's great that they're asking and it's good that they asked. It's another way that, in addition to being relaxed, being positive, going, all the best with it. I hope it goes well. Good on you for asking. I appreciate that you thought to ask. You know, that's conveying encouragement. Possibly you can think of others who might be especially interested. Now, you don't have to do this step, but if there is someone you think who is special, or either a trust or a grant or a fund, or people or churches or ministries that would be especially interested, then you might be able to say, oh, I can think of someone worth talking with, you know, someone who's especially passionate about leadership or evangelism or evangelizing university students or whatever it is, you know, or interested in missionaries in whatever country you're from. So offering to help can be another step. And, of course, saying yes. It's another great way of encouraging it. If there's an opportunity to say yes, if you go, oh, I am interested, actually, I do have a bit of capacity to pray, give me a prayer newsletter, sorry, I can't do more, or I'll have a look again and maybe give a once-off contribution, or, yeah, actually, I can make space for a little bit of a contribution for a brief period of time, for a long period of time. Saying yes, obviously, it's a great encouragement as well. So there's just a few thoughts on that. Encourage a culture in which giving and talking about giving and supporting ministry and talking about supporting ministry is expected, is positive, is good, is as easy as it can be. I want to encourage you to do that. Would you think about doing that? Pray about that?